I speak to you in the name of our one God, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer. Amen.
Amen.
A number of years ago, I had an important spiritual conversation with a very wise woman. Her name is Dorinda, and she is a Catholic nun and a chaplain over at Georgetown University. She and I were catching up a little bit about our respective lives and what was going on, and I began to tell her about my sense of unease at the law office where I worked. I just was no longer sure I really belonged there. There was something I couldn't quite put my finger on, but it was growing inside of me, this unease, this uncertainty. And I think it was because maybe I'd been up several nights in a row to midnight writing legal briefs, memos for clients, barely a please or thank you that I heard. I had a 6 p.m. standing conference call 7 days a week with very little thought given to those of us who might have families when missing family time. And so I shared this with her just in a couple of minutes, nothing too long or drawn out. And she looked at me. She picked up her Bible, and she handed it to me. And she said, Exodus 3:5. And then she got this little smile on her face, and she said, now you have to find it. Fortunately, she picked Exodus and not Zephaniah or Micah or one of the other books that I would have been a lot harder pressed to find. But I found Exodus 3:5, and we heard it today, the verse that says, take off your sandals, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And I thought, this verse? This verse? Why did you have me look up this verse? What is going on here? I think Moses might have said, what is going on here as well, in his conversation with God that we heard in our Old Testament reading. Let's just catch you up on where we are in Moses' life. He was raised in Pharaoh's household as the adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter, and he knows he's a Hebrew, an Israelite. And one day, as a young man, he goes out and he sees that the Egyptians are enslaving the Hebrews and treating them badly, and he sees one taskmaster, Egyptian taskmaster, going after an Israelite man, and Moses comes to this man's rescue, and in the process, he kills the Egyptian. He doesn't think anyone has seen, but in fact, the story gets around, and Pharaoh is enraged, and he wants Moses to pay for this crime. And so Moses flees. He leaves Egypt. He lands in Midian. He meets a Midianite woman. They have children, and he is now tending sheep for his father-in-law. He is a shepherd. And God finds him at this moment, speaks to him out of this burning bush. Moses says, here I am. And he takes off his shoes. Indeed, that is what one does in the presence of the holy, a sign of reverence. He takes off his shoes, and God tells him, I am sending you to go to Pharaoh to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. And at this moment, Moses is not sure that this is the place that he wants to be. He's uneasy. He isn't sure about this at all. And he asks God two questions. Two questions. The first one is, who am I? Who am I to go to Pharaoh to bring the Israelites out? I mean, Moses probably thinks of himself as an average guy. He's a shepherd. He's a family man. And he might actually be a wanted man if he goes back to Egypt because Pharaoh's still has a price on his head. And later on in the text, Moses says, I am not a good public speaker. You don't want me. I'm not a leader. Pick somebody else. God doesn't respond to any of these cares or concerns or the life context that Moses finds himself in. God doesn't respond to that. What God says is, I will be with you. The answer to Moses' question, who am I, is God will be with you. I will be with you. God is the context, the fabric of Moses' life. Moses is who he is because God is present in Moses' life, and God's presence counts for a whole lot more than the characteristics or the context that Moses finds himself in. Moses begins to make this pivot himself because the next question he asks is about God. You know, he's picking up on this. If I am who I am because of God and God's presence in my life, then I better find out who this God is. I want to know who this God is. So he asks God, who shall I say sent me? On one level, this is asking about God's name. On another level, though, Moses is asking, what kind of God are you? What is the nature of this God that is sending me? And God has told him a few things already at this point in the story. God has said, I am the God of your ancestors, of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. This is the God of covenant who keeps his promises to take care of God's people. God has also told him something else about himself, God's self. God has said, I see the misery of my people. I hear their cries. I know their suffering, and I come down. This is God saying, I come down. I am among you. I am in your midst. I see, I hear, I know. That's God. I am the God that is present with you wherever you go. Then God does one more thing. He says, I am also the God that sends you, Moses. I send you, I need you to do my work, to be my presence among the people. I am this God that sends you. And yes, in the end, God does also gives his name to Moses. God says, I am who I am. That's the name he offers. And I thought my conversation with Sister Dorinda was cryptic. I am who I am, says God. Now, the Hebrew isn't actually clear on this, so this is just one translation. There are other translations. The Hebrew is really quite challenging here. Other translations, I'll just give you a couple, are I will be who I will be, and I am becoming who I am becoming. God as the verb to be. Each of those translations hinges on the verb to be. I am, I will, I am becoming, I become. This is God, the essence of being and becoming. God, the power to create others into being. This is the God who answers the question, who am I? With I will be with you. The God who is ever present, who is the fabric of Moses' life, the God who is becoming and being alongside Moses, so that Moses, as with all of God's people, are also becoming and being who God needs them to be in this world. And this is why I love this passage so much. Because what we learn is that God is with us, ever present with us. The answer to any question we have about who I am, what am I doing here, what is going on, is God is with me. Who am I? God is with me. And the God that is with me and with you is the God that is being, that is the source of being, the essence of being, and we are becoming and being alongside this God so that we can do what God needs us to do in the world, so that God can send you and me to do what God needs us to do. And this verse that Sister Dorinda pointed out to me captures all of that in one phrase. You are standing on holy ground. We are always in the presence of God. We are always standing on holy ground because holy ground is where God is. It is where we are in the presence of God. And who we are depends on who God is, and God is with us always. God is being and becoming, and we are God's beings. And when we are standing on holy ground, we are always standing on holy ground. We are always in the presence of God. But I had forgotten this. When I talked to Dorinda, I don't think I mentioned God once in that 2 minutes that I told her about this unease that I was feeling. But when I left her office and I walked out on Pennsylvania Avenue, I had to laugh because there I was, standing on holy ground. Then I went down the escalator to the Red Line, and I really had to laugh because I heard that voice again. You are standing on holy ground. And I went to my office, that place where I felt uneasy, not sure if I belonged. And there I was, standing on holy ground. I think Moses might have forgotten too. He passed that bush probably 1,000 times, or other bushes just like it. The most mundane thing, a bush. And it wasn't until it was in flames, burning, that he noticed that God was there. God had been there the whole time. Moses had forgotten, and yet he remembered at one point, and he said, "Here I am." And he took off his shoes in the presence of the holy, because he knew he was standing on holy ground. So I ask you, where is that mundane place, that street corner, that office, that place of you go, that you go all the time, that you don't even think about God being present, and yet God is there? Or where is that place where you feel uneasy, you feel like you don't necessarily belong? Because that's a holy place too. God is also there. And when you remember, when you come to that understanding that you indeed are in the presence of God, that you are always in the presence of God, what will you do? Will you say, and I hope I will say, and I hope you will say, "Here I am," and then take off your shoes, because you are standing on holy ground. Amen.